Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation to support hundreds of nonprofits. You can find out more at sharingchange.org and decide if you'd like to become involved in that. Round up your electric bill to the nearest dollar, and nonprofits in our area are the beneficiaries of that. Let's talk about the Center for the Arts here for the next few moments. We have joining us in studio today, Tara Winton, the Director of Education. Vera Stevens is here as well, and she will be directing and directing the upcoming production, that is, of A Raisin in the Sun. And I always thought, Vera, that was a Southern term, raisin, but it's actually the raisin, right?
It's actually the fruit.
Yeah, the fruit.
Raisin.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
was a grape.
I guess
yes.
My Southern drawl, I was thinking, we're raising the sun.
But I think a lot of people get that too.
Yeah. So it's good to have you here, Tara. Good to have you again.
Thank you for letting us come.
You're kind of a frequent flyer here now,
I
so that's good.
I have been lately, yes.
Lots going on, so that's good stuff. So, Vera, let's talk first of all about A Raisin in the Sun. And gosh, this is opening week, isn't it?
This is opening week. This is what we call Tech Week, so there are lots of hard and long rehearsals, but we're getting there. We're about ready for the public to see.
All right. So, yeah. what do you do as the director? Is this the busy week for you? I mean, what is the busiest time?
This is the busiest time because we rehearse, we add lights, we add sound, and all of those things that we don't typically rehearse with. We've added props and costumes. And all of this comes together in this last week before we open the show on Friday.
I would guess that when you open the show, it's kind of like, well, the hay's in the barn, as we would say here in the South too, right?
Yes.
There's not a whole lot that changes after
There's
that.
Not a whole lot that changes after that. Yes. Yeah. We're down. My list has gotten really, really short of things I have left to do. So it's about four or five things now instead of 105.
That'll be a good feeling, won't it?
Yes, it is.
So tell us about A Raisin in the Sun. I mean, where does it come from? What are its origins? What's it about?
Well, most of us know Langston Hughes or have heard of Langston Hughes, and he wrote a poem called Harlem. And one of the lines in that poem is A Raisin in the Sun. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun? And the title was inspired by that poem.
Okay.
Lorraine Hansberry is the one who wrote it, and she's a young African-American woman, and the play actually became the first black produced play on Broadway back in the 30s. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so Lorraine wrote that. She was also the youngest female who had ever produced on Broadway as well. But this play just happened to be a play that gave, and still does, give us a little bit of an insight as to what the African-American life was like back in the 50s, 40s, 50s. And Lorraine actually lived that. So much of this play is drawn from her own personal life.
That's interesting. Yeah. So you kind of get an insight on what it was like for her to grow up in that era.
In that era, and in the South Side of Chicago, which is where it's set at.
Oh, okay.
And that's where she grew up. And so, yeah, it's really an interesting eye-opening look that actually changed America's way of seeing a black family.
Mm-hmm. So do you know when this was first on Broadway? Did you say it was
in the 30s? I believe it was 1939.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So was there an evolution since it was, if it was on Broadway in 39, but it was kind of based on her life in the 40s and 50s in Chicago? How did that turn?
I may have misspoke. Maybe it was the other way around.
Okay. Gotcha. I understand now.
Broadway in the 50s.
Sure.
She lived in the 30s and 40s.
Gotcha. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense now.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, obviously for you, what does it mean to be producing A Raisin in the Sun here today in 2024 in Murfreesboro?
Well, it's really interesting that you asked that question, because when I first was asked to direct the play, and I accepted. I got a copy of the script, and I read the production notes. And as it described what this home looked like, I was brought to tears because it's exactly what my home looked like when I was a young girl growing up in the 60s. And so it really, I had to sit it down and didn't read it for a couple of weeks. It was hard for me to pick it up because it was really hitting close to home. So for me, in producing it, I just have a different perspective, I think, than most people would have, having grown up during that time when African Americans were experiencing some of the things we went through that I actually grew up through.
Right.
And then can help to bring that perspective to life on the stage.
I would have never guessed that you grew up in the 60s and 70s at the earliest, but you grew up in the height of the civil rights movement, obviously, and for that, for us to still be struggling with some of those things here in 2024, how does this maybe help us understand that a little more? Why was that something that brought you to tears? I'm sure it took you back, but it also, here we are still in 2024.
Still dealing with some of the same things, yes. And that part is just, it's just really difficult. Now, I can't ignore that we have come so very far, but I also can't ignore that we still have so far to go. And so for me, this play is just another way and another chance to open the eyes, invite the community in to see what we are experiencing, still experience, and then also to hopefully say, hey, you know, let's do something about this. Mm-hmm. Let's make this different for all of us.
So, Vera, it opens this weekend?
This weekend, this Friday, the 13th.
And that's the first of two weekends, I guess?
The first of two weekends, and we'll do a show on Friday nights at 7:30, Saturday at 2, Saturday night at 7:30, and then Sunday at 2. And we do that the weekend of the 13th and again on the weekend of the 20th.
Right. Yeah. Wow. So two Saturday shows.
Saturdays.
Saturday's a long day, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I guess you put the three together. That's a long 3 days with
long
four
weekend.
Shows.
Yeah.
So tickets are, it's always, we talk about these things, and sometimes there are a few tickets here and there. I guess you just need to call the ticket office or go online to find them.
You can go online to find the tickets at www.boroughartsclub.com.
Dot org.
Thank you. Dot org. I didn't want to say the wrong thing. Or you can definitely buy tickets at the door. I wouldn't advise waiting for that. I'm hoping for sold out shows. But yes, tickets are already on sale. So
yeah, better gobble them up. I'm telling you, the tickets always go so fast at the center. We've got some time here to talk to Tara Winton as well, the director of education, and you've got some fall class registration still going, I guess, now, Tara, right?
I do. We have a lot happening this week. It's a big week for us in the education department at the Center for the Arts. So today we begin our first day of Elfin and Piggy. We have 35 students signed up for that, but if you have a last minute person that is second grade through fifth grade and you want them to join in, they are welcome to. And you can find that information on borougharts.org as well under youth. And there's a little drop down for fall. So that begins today. And then tomorrow we start Alice in Wonderland with our 6th through 12th graders. And there are still spots available for that as well. So a lot going on this week. Our first venture into our homeschool programming starts on Thursday. Have some spots available for that. It's 12:30 to 3 every Thursday. So that's this week. Lots going on.
You're launching everything, it sounds
We're
like.
We're launching everything. So it's going to be a busy, busy week, but a fun week. I'm excited to get started.
Yeah. And still some openings for a few of these, I'm sure, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. There are still openings predominantly for Alice in Wonderland, a few spots for Elfin and Piggy. We actually got to capacity and decided to add a few more spots because there were so many people interested. So
well, good.
We have a little extra that we added in there. So if somebody's interested, they're there.
Very good. Mm-hmm. You are also going to be doing some visual arts things coming up in after fall break.
So most of our production things, our production classes are starting this week. So that's where we work towards a show at the end where the students get to present all that they've worked on stage. We are starting a new venture into the visual arts, and all of those begin about the middle of October. So somewhere around the 17th to the 24th, depending on what age your student is. But we have classes available for kindergarten all the way through 12th grade. And every day is a different age group. But they all meet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Center for the Arts. And we have some wonderful teachers from across the county who have jumped in to help us out with this. And we also have a photography class, which I'm very excited about as well. So we have a local photographer. Her name is Hayden Exley, and she is joining us for this fall semester and teaching kids basically the composition of photography, and that's the goal. So you don't have to have a fancy camera. She even said people can use their phones and send your kid with a phone, but it's all about how do you compose a photograph. So they'll be spending some time in the classroom, but also walking around the square and taking pictures throughout the square and things like that.
Very cool.
I'm excited about that one. I think they're going to have a lot of fun, especially this time of year.
Well, knowing about what's in the background and, you know, all those types of things. And I mean, it's amazing what you can do with the camera that you have with you all the time.
That's exactly
right. Yeah. So that is good to do to know as well. So those classes starting up in mid-October, I guess there's also sign up. You can do that on borougharts.org.
Everything is there. Yeah. So when you go to borougharts.org, you want to go to youth. And then there's a drop down, so you want to choose fall. So that'll give you specifically what we're doing in the fall. If you choose youth, it gives you an overview of the whole program. So you want to choose fall, and that'll give you a description of every class, the grade, the dates, the times, and registration is there as well as scholarship information. So we give out lots of scholarships throughout the year, and we have those available for every class that we do. So.
Great stuff. Yeah. Got about a minute left. Anything else you want to touch on here before our time gets up?
Yeah. So we also have one more production class that will start in October. So that is for our kindergartners and first graders specifically. And their programming is a little bit shorter time frame because they're younger. So the time frame is a little bit shorter. So it's only 5 weeks. They meet twice a week. And they get to learn all of the basics of theater. So what does it mean to be a director? What does it mean to be a choreographer? How do I learn my lines? How do I project and speak loud so that everybody can hear me? All of those very, very basic things that we want our students to know. Mm-hmm. So that elementary one class starts October 22nd and it runs through November 20th. So right before Thanksgiving, and they do a showcase where they get to show you everything that they've learned. Typically do a fairy tale of some kind, and they sing a couple of songs for their parents and that sort of things. It's super fun, but just really nice to see them get to build that foundation of what does it mean to be in the theater.
And learn how to grow up and be like Vera
that's
Stevens.
That's exactly right.
You know, that's awesome. Break a Leg this weekend.
Thank you.
A Raisin in the Sun opens this weekend at the Center for the Arts. Vera Stevens, the director of that production, here with us today, along with Tara Winton, the director of education at the Center for the Arts. And borougharts.org is the website. All the things we talked about today, you'll be able to find links and all the information there. Have a great day.